Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Sunday of the 17th week in Ordinary Time, July 26th, 2026. And our passage for reflection today comes from the Gospel of Matthew, where he writes, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy comes and sells all that he has, and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it." There are moments in life when everything changes in an instant. A young man may spend years working what direction his life should take, when one day he meets the woman he will marry. Suddenly, decisions that once seemed difficult become easy. He rearranges his priorities, changes his plans, and willingly sacrifices comforts because he has found something, rather someone, worth more than what he must give up. A scientist may spend decades searching for a breakthrough. An artist may labor for years seeking the perfect expression of beauty. A parent may discover that the birth of a child changes every value and every dream. When we find something truly precious, sacrifice no longer feels like loss. It becomes the natural response to love. This is the heart of Jesus' teaching in today's gospel. The man who discovers the treasure and the merchant who finds the pearl have something in common. Both recognize value, both understand what they have found, and both respond with radical generosity. They sell everything because they have discovered something worth infinitely more. Notice that Jesus does not say they sell everything reluctantly. The man in the field sells everything out of joy. This detail is essential. Too often we imagine the spiritual life as a series of burdensome obligations. We think holiness means constantly giving things up, denying ourselves, and carrying heavy crosses. While sacrifice is certainly part of discipleship, Jesus presents a different perspective. The kingdom of God is not primarily about what we lose, it is about what we gain. The saints did not become saints because they enjoyed suffering. They became saints because they discovered Christ as their treasure. When St. Francis of Assisi embraced poverty, he was not focused on what he was leaving behind. He had found a greater wealth in Christ. When St. Teresa of Calcutta served the poorest of the poor, she was not counting the cost. She had discovered Jesus hidden among the suffering. When St. Augustine of Hippo surrendered his old way of life, he did so because he had encountered the one for whom his heart had always been longing. They found the treasure. The challenge for many Christians is not that they are unwilling to sacrifice. The challenge is that they have not yet fully seen the treasure. Imagine a child holding a handful of pebbles. If you ask the child to give them up, they may refuse. But if he sees a diamond placed before him, He will gladly drop the pebbles. The problem is not the sacrifice, it's the vision. Many of us cling to the pebbles of worldly success, comfort, recognition, control, possessions, or security. These things are not necessarily evil. They can occupy the place that belongs to God alone. We hold on to them because we have not fully grasped the incomparable beauty of the kingdom. Jesus invites us today to see with different eyes. The kingdom is not merely a future reality waiting for us after death. It is already present. It is Christ Himself dwelling within us. It is the life of grace. It is communion with the Father. It is the transforming presence of the Holy Spirit. The treasure is hidden, but it is real. The world often overlooks it because it cannot be measured, bought, or displayed. Yet those who encounter God deeply know that no earthly achievement can compare with a single moment of genuine union with Him. The contemplative tradition of the Church understands this well. Prayer gradually reveals the hidden treasure, hidden beneath the surface of ordinary life. In silence, we begin to discover that God is not far away. He is closer to us than our own breath. Beneath our anxieties, ambitions, and distractions lies the presence of the One who has been seeking us all along. The merchant in the gospel search for pearls. The man in the field stumbling upon treasure unexpectedly. One found through seeking, the other through surprise. Both paths still exist. Some spend years searching for God through study, prayer, and spiritual longing. Others encounter Him unexpectedly through a crisis, a friendship, a retreat, or a moment of grace. However the discovery comes, the response remains the same. Everything else takes its proper place. The spiritual director once told a young priest who felt overwhelmed by ministry, "Do not spend your life looking at your sacrifices. Keep your eyes on the treasure." That advice changed him. When he focused on his difficulties, he became discouraged. When he focused on Christ, joy returned. The work remained demanding, but the burden became lighter because his heart was fixed on what mattered most. I think the same is true for us. If we spend our lives calculating what discipleship costs, we may become resentful. But if we continually gaze upon the beauty of Christ, we discover that no sacrifice compares to the gift we receive. The kingdom, of course, is the treasure. The kingdom is the pearl. The kingdom is Jesus Himself, and He is worth everything. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, You are the treasure hidden in the field and the pearl of great price. Open my eyes to recognize Your presence and awaken within me a deeper desire for Your kingdom. Free my heart from attachments that keep me from loving You. Teach me to seek You above every earthly possession, ambition, and comfort. May I discover the joy of giving everything for the sake of Your love, knowing that in possessing You, I possess all that truly matters. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to return here to my hermitage each and every day, where we break open the Word of God and apply its deeper meaning to our spiritual journey. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.